Okay, we're up. Ein Gimel Amud Aleph, about 13 lines to the top.
73.
Tezvav Ir Tovshinayim Vav. Okay. Even though we learned till now there are so many rules and legislations regarding a kohen, who he can marry, can't marry. What about when it comes to a kohen? It says in the Gemara, Echad Gay, whether the man is a Gay, Echad Ebed, whether the man is an Ebed. Meshuchar, who has been freed. Okay, wait till our Choshev guy comes.
He's got the
Gemara. Maybe the box. Judah, we're just starting up. Aleph. We're about 12 lines from the top. The last of the line is Echad. Whether the Ger, whether it's an Eben Meshuchar, or whether it's a Cholol, Mutarin B'Kehenes. A Kehenes is permitted to marry any one of these people, even though they cannot marry a Koyin, but a Kehenes they can. Why? This supports what Rav says. That the Kshedas were never admonished, that they were never warned that they are not allowed to marry those that are apostle to marry a kohen. And therefore, they're allowed to marry them. Dorish Rab Zeda, once Dashin in the city of Mechuzah, which is above all, he came up. Now Mechuzah had many Gedim living there, and he came along and made the following announcement. He had a lot of guts. He said, Ger Mut Mamzeres. Guys, you're allowed to marry Mamzeres. We, Eden, can't, but you can. Me immediately, Rogmu Kuli Alma Besragayu. What was he doing with Esregim? I don't know, but they all bombarded him with Esregim. The chutzpah, you know, as you're saying that we're not part of Kal Yisrael. Omar Rava says, Rava, he said, Chochm, Miika the Dorish Milsika Hai Beduchta the Shechi Giyayda. What was the logic in that? What's the point of a Rav dashing somewhere, something, to antagonize his entire Olam? You have to have Seichel to know what to say to your Olam. It says, Dorish Rava, what did Rava say, Mechuz? And he wanted to show them how to do this. Now, I remember in Gemara Ksuvah, Rava said that the whole city loves me. Remember? So Abayi told him, Zarai, you're not telling them the truth. You never tell them what the Torah says. And the next time he didn't, they all hated him. So this story obviously happened before he made that comment, before Abayi told him, you know, you got to say what you got to say. So Rava Dash Mechuzah, look how we marketed it. Ger Mutib Kehenes. He took the flip side. A gay is allowed to marry a girl who's a Kohen. So what do they feel? They felt so, you know, elevated, they felt so chashed that they can marry into the family of Kohenim. Tanu Bishirai, they loaded him up with silk. Why? Once they all were happy and they placated and everything else, he made another drasha, because you have to fart say what the Torah says. He said, Gay Mutan Mamzeris. He said the same thing as Rab Zeda, that a gay is allowed to marry Mamzeris. Omrule, the people told him, I've seen it to the Kamaitza. You just lost out all the good will that you had with us. When you made the first drasha, you just lost now with the second drasha. Omrule, he said, Chevra. The Tavlucho Adlucho, I'm giving the best of both worlds. You guys can choose. Iboy Mahachanasiv, Iboy Mahachanasiv. I'm giving you more choices than anybody else. You should be happy. You want, you can marry into the Kohen's family, but if you want, you can marry Mamzer. We are stuck. We can't marry Mamzerim. You're much better than us. But if you want, everyone that we can marry, you can marry. But you can also marry Mamzerim. So be happy. That's called marketing. The Hilchza, what's the halacha? Ger mutter be kohenes, or mutter be ger himself is mutter be the kohenes, mutter be mamzeres, mutter with both. Mutter be kohenes, why mutter be kohenes? Because like huzaruk shaders li nasa psulim. Kohenes were never told and all that of him psulim. Mutter be mamzeres, like Rabbi Yesi. We had a machlekes in the Gemara yesterday. If a ger is allowed to marry mamzeres, we pass Rabbi Yesi that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. Because the five sukkim there and they're not called. Ger is not part of the call, so therefore they can marry a mamzeres. Elu hen shtuki. What's the definition of a shtuki? Shtuki means the mother silences him. You know who the mother is. You don't know who the father is. Omar always says Rav. Dvar teide min hateide shtuki kosher. Min hateide shtuki should be kosher. My time roi v'kshedim etzla. Most people that she would have had a relationship with would have been kosher anyway. Navas umi epsul etzla. Maybe she had a relationship with a mamzer or something else. So it's a suffix. But the mass majority would have been another yid who was kosher, or even for the guy Evid or a guy who about basisola. Lot kosher, so therefore, roi would be kosher. Now, the e oslu inhu legabor. So they would have came to her residence. Whoever these people are, we have a rule called the potish. If you leave from your original place, miruba potish, you have to majority. Majority of people with her would have been kosher. So the child is kosher. So even though we don't know who the father is, it doesn't matter. chances are, probability that is kosher. My amid, what's the chashash? Dilma ozli ihi legabayu. That maybe she went to them, where they are. So they're in, sitting in their home, and she went to them. That is what we had in Ksuz of Tzvav called kavua. V'havale kavua, it's fixed. And we have a gzeris hakosav that teaches up from the of life. We learn gzeris hakosav, v'chol kavua, gimechza mechza dami. You're saying, l'chayda, let's be chayshu, that she went to their house. So therefore, even though maybe there's only a 1% chance that whoever she ended up with is asa to her, and would have caused the child to be puzzled, but that's only, but that 1% chance becomes 50, because since she went there, kavua is fixed. Kemechsa mechsa, 50-50. There's a kasev. And vatayda amra, it's still not a problem. You know why? Because the Torah says, we had before the Gemara, la yovei mamze bekal Hashem. A mamze shouldn't come. We darshan mamze vaday hu de la yovei. A mamze safik, yovei bekal. Best is 50-50. What is that? A mamze safik. Mamze safik is mutter. Vaday la yovei. A bekal safik yovei. Only a kol vaday, you're not allowed to have a shaykhus to, but a kol safik, you're allowed to. So safik mamze is a kol safik, so you're allowed to. Okay, so that's the story of Shtuki. So how come we're machmer? Why do we say that don't matam omer Shtuki puzzle? So why do we say Shtuki is puzzle for a kohen? Gzeira shema yisa chaysimav. Another reason altogether. You know what we're worried about? How do we know that the father of the kohen is also happened not to be the father who played around with that woman there and gave birth to that girl? So maybe you're marrying a sister. That's a chash. Nothing to do with a psul. It's to do more with family incest. Freddy Gemara, Bazei, Elamiati Bazei, Shtuki, Shtuki is Laisa, even though a Shtuki should not even marry a Shtuki, since there's a. there is father. Maybe it's the same father of both. So you're marrying your sister. Shabbi Zachim, nothing to do with the coin, right? You're telling me not a din of coins, a din of incest. No. Kolks and one answers, ask back. Kolki Hani Mizanu Vozli, you think that why? That every single Shtuki out there comes from the same man? With one man walking around and going with all the women? Says the Gemara, okay, but Bas Shtuki is La Yisa. Okay, the Shtuki is going to say the same man. But the daughter of a Shtuki, whose mother, in other words, the daughter of a Shtuki, she was born properly. Her mother married a man. But how do you know that the man that her mother married didn't once have an affair? So we only need to have a one man. Maybe this one man had an affair with another woman, and that's the child, the boy. And therefore, the boy is not marrying a girl. Okay, to say the same man to Mizana two women is one thing. Here, we're only saying maybe the man was Mizana one woman. Because now the man is married properly, gave birth to a Bashtukis, but maybe this Bashtukis is going to end up marrying her brother from the Ashtuki. And the man happened to be the same guy. Shemizah Choysim Aviv. So in other words, we're Choysim, every single man who eventually settles down, how you know he was a player before? Ella loishchicha, it's not common. Nobody can tell me. It's very uncommon to say that people do that. So how can I'm loishchicha? So why is Ashtuki and Ashtuki a problem? Ella maila osa biyuchsin. When it comes to Yuchsin, we take one more notch. When it comes to Yuchsin, we're more careful. When it comes to a Koyin, we are very, very mach. We'll see more later how far back we have to go to check the genealogy. And in fact, I told you yesterday, 2 days ago, we had in Tosis that all the Gemara we're talking about checking, you don't have to check when it comes to Yisrael. Because if a person says, I'm a Yid, we trust him. It's only when it comes to Koyin. My loss of Yuchsin, we are very, very mach. So that's the svara of Shtuki. Now goes our Sufi, even a Sufi means you collected a child off the street, you have no idea who the father is, you have no idea who the mother is, yet our Sufi is kosher, my time, because you know why? What are we worried about? Right? We're worried about a mamzer. You know what a woman would do if she gave birth to a child, a married woman? She would, and everybody saw her pregnant, she would say that it came from her husband. So she wouldn't dispose of it. If you found a child in the street, it's probably not from a married woman. It's probably from a single mother who cannot afford to take a child, or there's a famine out there, or whatever, emotional issues. But, yeah, out of wedlock, but a married woman, if she's pregnant, she can't hide it. So what would she do?
She'll say it's her husband's child.
Exactly. And before DNA. So the Gemara... My timer, Ace is each bebaila Taylor, and Ace is each will say it came from her husband. My Ika, what are we worried about? Miut Arus, there are some women out there. Who are we worried about? This child, Asufi, where did it come from? There's two possibilities. Either from one group, which is, for example, also, let's say she was engaged and she felt pregnant. Obviously, she's embarrassed if her husband finds out she already had a child, so she therefore disposed of it. Or Miut Chahalal Balin Zayam, or these few women that the husband goes on an overseas trip for 9 months, a year at a time, and therefore she committed a sin, and that's why she's embarrassed, so she's disposing of the child. That's one possibility. In most of these cases, she's a married woman and the child's a mamzer, or Kivan the Ika Punu on the other side could be a single girl and it's out of wedlock. Or he cannot be the machmas of an ava. Oh, she's mamish, an innocent girl, but she can't afford it. It's a famine, and she doesn't want to. She hopes that some rich man will pick up the child and take care, which happens in Australia all the time. You find these kids over there lying around from a church or something. Palga, palga.
So
palga.
Can marry a Kohen, Hestus?
No, but marry Yisrael. Palga, palga. If it's a mamza, can you marry Yisrael? Palga is 50-50. What do you say? So 50-50 chance. Is the child a mamza or not? But Amra, lo yove mamza bekal Hashem, mamza vade lo yove. Mamza sabi yove bekal. Oh, yove. So therefore, I'll say yid, our Sufi is allowed to marry a yid because we're assuming that the child is, even if it's a mamza, it's only a suffering mamza. So mamza let it go. And our Sufi, what is it? Kol vade hud lo yove. He's not allowed to marry somebody who's definitely a kol. Habikal suffix yava. He's allowed to marry a suffix. So a Sufi is allowed to marry a gay and all these things. Umatam, that's why a Sufi is allowed to marry another Sufi. Umatam omru a Sufi puzzle. So why do we say that an Sufi is a puzzle? A Sufi cannot marry Yisrael either. We can marry another Asufi, because another Asufi is also a Kol Sufi. We don't know who he is. Is he a Mamza? So he's not a Kol, or he's not a Mamza. Yisrael, he's part of the Kol. So they're allowed to marry each other. Apostle, Shema, you know why they're apostles? Same reason. Why are Yisrael cannot marry, forget about Kohen, Yisrael, Shema, Yisa, Choy, Sema, Aviv. Because maybe again, how do you know that your father is not the same father of this girl? How can you allow one Asufi to marry another Asufi? Maybe they have the same father. Same mother, maybe. He says, in this case, you don't know who the mother is either. Maybe the same father, same mother. So we say, Kol Hani Shadi V'Ozli. All of these people, this one man is impregnating all these women that keep on throwing kids out. It's highly improbable that it's from the same father or the same mother. Okay, a Basa Sufi, she came from a stable relationship, so the father, whoever it is, married her mother, was properly, but I know this father didn't, or this mother didn't have an affair with somebody else and dispose of the child. And if it's the same mother or the same father, lo yisa shema yisa chayse el shchich. What do you tell me? That's very uncommon. Not going to have a shchich. So what are you worried about? You're worried about the same father. What do you mean yisa basa chayse? Yisa chayse me'ovim imay. When it comes to Yuchsim, even of Yisrael, we are more machmir than even though technically we should be matir, and because the mamzer says vaday, but mamzer says mutter. But nevertheless, we are machmir and we say that you should not marry Yisrael, and let alone a kohen. Same thing as a sufi and a shtuki cannot marry Yisrael. They can marry each other. They can marry a gay. They can marry all those things. Now the rules. When you find a child and you dispose, the question is do you think the child is a kosher child or not? So there are certain rules on how you find the child. Does the child look pampered and taken care of? Then probably it's a child was born legitimately. The only reason Nebuchadnezzar is because the parent cannot afford it, or because there's a famine, or some other reason. But if the child, you see, looks like hefker, was wantonly left over there, then you probably was a mamzer, and the whole thing was done in an embarrassing way, and they're embarrassed. So how do you tell? These are the simonim. Tomorrow, we found the child gemalit. Then the pashtus ain't boy mishum masufi. Once you have to invite a moyel in, that means you have to tell other people. That means you're not embarrassed. If you're embarrassed, you wouldn't have invited a moyel in. You would just dispose of it, and hopefully somebody will do the right thing. So this guy is a machlekes. Machlekes, how far we take it in halacha is machlekes. But definitely kosher can marry Yisrael. Mishal mehadmo. If you see that they used to in those days, building a Shabbos, instead of the Shabbos day, if you like during Shabbos, when the child was born, they used to smack the child to put all the bones into place or something. Yeah, but when they pulled the child out, they didn't use tweezers. They used to like literally pull the child, the bone was displaced here, bone snapped over here. They would then afterwards put all the bones back. So if you see that this child was taken care of and all the bones were put back into place, then obviously it wasn't somewhere out in the field she gave gave birth under a tree. It was done properly in a proper place. So, if you see that they put oil, anointed with oil, or they painted around the eye, in other words, again, it was a medicinal thing that took care of it, then obviously it's a healthy child and other reasons. So the child is kosher. Rami Chumri, that if you see that they put on all kinds of knots and the kind of chains hanging around them for good smells or good kind of herbs or something, then again, it's that I take care of it. Toli piska, if you put some kind of a psukim or some kind of kameya around the neck, an amulet, or toli kameya, which kameya normally is an amulet, but here kameya means an amulet made out of this some kind of herbs. Ema mishum asufi. In other words, if the child looks taken care of, it's not an asufi. Toli bedikla. You hung the child in a basket from a palm tree. Imatulei chaya, if it's approachable, accessible to wild animals, and yes, mishum asufi, obviously you don't care about the child. Imla, but if it's not, it's protected, then Ema mishum asufi, there's no din of asufi, the baharayi took care of it. You love the child. In other words, you had no brady, you put it out there. Zardosa, there's a certain tree called Zardosa, I'm not sure what it is. Smichel Amasa, if it's near the city. Yesh boy Meshum Asufe, there's a problem of Asufe. Why? Because it says in the Gemara Pesachim, Shadim hang around. Remember we learned about palm trees here and hang around? Shadim hang around these trees. 60 Shadim hang around the trees at a time, Rashi says.
Which one is Zardosa?
The Zardosa. I'm not sure. What country is Zardosa? Who? Yeah, I mean, what is that? What is it? A salt tree? No, it says there. What's the size of it? What's a salt tree? Okay, whatever that is. Is that in the family of palm trees? I don't know. We lived in the Gemara, I was talking, the palm trees had a lot of shadim hanging around. You shouldn't walk within the shadows between two palm trees. V'ilav, if not, ein boy meshum mesufi. If not, there's no din of a sufi. Beknishta a shul. If you found a child in a shul, or right at the doorstep of a shul, smichel and mosif is near the town. Lushchich, but and many people daven there all the time. The name of shul, so if she put it there deliberately, so Yid will find it. Have nachmanus, be la. But if nobody goes there, it's like a deserted place. And yet, b'mishum sufi, obviously you gave it up for hefker. Amar me says, ha'peide the sufla. If you found there a group, a pit in the ground that normally you put in there, let's say dates, you know, animal fodder, you put it there. Yes, Meshuvah Sufi. Why would you put your child where animals hang around, congregate? Obviously, you don't care about the child. Harif to dinara. If you deliberately went and put it in the middle of the river where all the sea lanes are or the boat lanes are, so you wanted, you were hoping that a boat would travel across, see this child and pick up this child, then ain't Meshuvah Sufi. But pshari where the snow melts and the rivers rise and the shore banks. Yesh by Meshuvah Sufi. Basically, the principle is the same. If it looks like it was given up for hefker, then there's an asufi. It's something, you know, obviously it might have been a married woman or something. But if it looks like you took good care of it, nebuch, but you had no choice, then we'll say that it's Charles Kosher. Tzidei Rishus Rabin, which is sort of a side street, a lane, ain't by Meshuvah Sufi. Rishus Rabin, where the, you know, animals are going and trampling, people are going, then yesh by Meshuvah Sufi. You don't care about the child. Omar Rava says, made a comment, which we're going to try to figure out what his comment meant. Uvishnei Rava, if he has a famine, ain't by Meshuvah Sufi, because they had no breda. What's his... One second. This is Rava's comment. What is he referring to? Elay Mashus out middle of the street. I did the Shnei Rava Kotole, because of hunger, she's allowed to kill him. But in the street, the problem is you have horses and wagons and nobody sees what's going on. Everybody's pushing each other. They're going to trample on the child and they're going to kill him. What kind of excuse that is a famine? Therefore, she wants a child to die. Could put a child in harm's way. If it's a lane, my idiot Shnei Rava, why Dafka has a famine? We just said a fibula Shnei Rava, she put it down in a place where she hoped people walk, but not that many, so they'll see it. Notice it and pick it up. Rav's comment was actually said on something else, and the Gemara put it here by mistake. As long as the child is still found in the market, then the real father or the real biological parents come along and say, yes, it's our child, we'll trust him. Once he collected the child from the shuk, ain't a money love, no longer believed. Why not? My time. Omar Rava, hoyil the yotza all of Shema Sufi. Once we've established that this child is a Sufik and has all the dinim of a Sufi, then we take away the nemanus of the parents. If there would be Adim, is one thing. But there's no Adim, just the parents, as we'll soon see, how a certain nemanus works only kozman that you have a shaykhus to it. And that's what Rava made his comment. When hunger years, even though you collect it from the street, have a good reason. You know, listen, we only put it there because we couldn't afford it, but now we changed our minds. You know, we decided we'll make the struggle. So we understand, as it says, calling a master, we have a good excuse why they did it. Now that we're talking about believing parents, I want you to know, Shloishen and Mani Lalta, that three people are believed, but only they say it immediately. Eluhein, Asufi, only the parents say while still lying in the street. Once it's collected, Fafalm, Chaya, a midwife who gave birth to a child, she's believed to say who the child is, but straight away. Upoiteres Chavir said, a woman that exonerates the other women from being a Tomei Nida, we believe. Asufi, Hada Amran. Chaya, what's the case of Chaya? The Tanya we learned Chaya ne'emenes loymer. A midwife is believed to say ze yotzerich. She's the twins. She's believed to say who is the first one. But Medram, when she didn't walk out of the room and can't come back. How do you know you really recognize the kids? We don't believe you. You only have the mana if she's standing and hasn't moved away. Comes along Rabbi Lazar, and Lazar, he says, he modifies the statement. He says, if she's standing and holding on and hasn't moved, then menace. But if she's no longer standing and holding on, ain't the menace. My benayu, aren't they saying the same thing? No, there is a difference. Ike benayu, the hadar apa. She turned her face around, but she's still in the room. And we had in the Gemara over here a number of times, if you turn around, for example, you're not allowed to learn while they say with Taita, but if you turn around, you're allowed to, because Kechedra Achadami. We had the Machlekes by a carbine, you know, you're in a different group. If you turn around, you're not facing the group anymore, what I might have said, you're no longer part of the group. Turning around is like a different room. Now, this Nemanus of women, I'm going to tell you something very interesting, but maybe we'll go a little bit later. Okay, back to Gemara. Because it's a very important halacha. What do you mean a woman exempts others? There were three women that were sleeping in three different beds. We're all sleeping in the same bed. And they found blood under one of them. We don't know where it came from. Kulan Tamei's called on the same bed. They're all tummy. How do you know which one was the nida? What about Botka Achaz Mehen Venim Tzahas Tmei? One of them checked herself afterwards and realized that she has a period. Then he Tmei Ever Kulun Taitis. Omar Avchid says, when does that work? She Botka Atzma Kishir Vesin. Sort of immediately, as they're getting off the bed, as they were alighting from the bed, that's when she checks herself. But she checks 20 minutes later, no Raya that what you drink, now you have a period that 20 minutes ago and a half an hour ago was you, maybe it was somebody else. So again, when these three nemanos are only if it takes place straight away. Men is a midwife's belief to say that this is a koyin. For example, a koyin, Levi and Yisrael were all in the hospital together, and she's the midwife who gave birth to all of them. She's believed to say, oh, this is the koyin's child, this is the Levi child, this is the Nesin's child, but then mamza. Then nobody disputed it. I will call it. There's a dispute, then ain't them no longer believe. Either the my, what kind of dispute are we talking about? One guy comes along and says it's not true. If a guy comes along and says it's not true, we discard it. Either today, two witnesses came along and questioned it. It's not ages, because ages don't talk about it. They question it. When do we say that one person cannot undermine what we learn? We have a cheskes kashas till now. Comes when one guy and tries to undermine that, not we discard it. I will hechad the lekach cheskes kashas. He doesn't know cheskes kashas. They're just born, and we never establish who these children are. That's the question. Who are you? Then chad namim hemen. Then even one person believed. Said talking about believing, and we said before, when you believe, cold man's lying in the street, but once it's gone, we don't trust you anymore. Neman bal mekach. We'll learn the Gemara, like Rashi learned, Tesis has a whole different shot. It's actually three shot in the Gemara. The Neman bal mekach loyme, the owner of a merchandise is believed to say, two people had a dispute, each one said, you sold it to me, another guy said, no, you sold it to me. So the owner of the merchandise is believed to say, loze mecharti, uva loze loy mecharti. This guy I sold to, this guy I didn't sell to. When is that said? While the object still is handed, Rashi says he needs to know who he sold it to, because if he gives it to the wrong person, even though he might reimburse the other guy the money, he's over Misha Parah. We'll have an Azov and Bamatia. There's an Aveda Misha Parah, you know, the Noyach and all these things will part of you, so therefore he makes sure that he knows who it is. And once the object is no longer in his hand, he's not believed. What does he care? He sold it, he's happy. That's how Rashi looks. Totally just opposite. But anyway, Reddy Gemara, I don't understand. Even if the money's not in his hand, even if it's no longer in his hand, what do you mean? He forgot. He knows where he got the money from. What happened here was, we'll have the same story. He took money from both of them. One of them gave him the money voluntarily. Another one threw the money at him. Here, I want that coat. Here, take it. And we don't know. Rashi learns, we don't care what the Mekach Baal, even the Baal Mekach says, I remember this is the one I sold it to. If you no longer have the object in your hand, and you receive money from both of them, so therefore you can't say, let the money be a raya, we don't trust you anymore, because your nemanus is only kozman, you're there. Just like and this follows the Gemara. Just like the case of the Chaya. When is the Chaya believed? The midwife believed only if she's still in the room. The moment she leaves the room, you no longer believe. Here also, once the object is no longer in your hand, that's how Rashi. So Rashi Gemara flow. Because the Rashi Gemara flow. The way Tosfos and all the rabbis learn, the Gemara doesn't flow. But Rashi Gemara. That's why Rashi learns this way. Yes, sorry. Money. Oh, yeah. Okay, no, yeah. They both did. They were schlepped it.
The Shnei Meirs and Batalos.
Shnei Meirs will have in Bamatzia.
So what's the nafkah?
Sorry. No, in the case of the Meirs, the question is who gave him the money. The question is their money. Nobody. If the Baal Mekach still has it, nobody was kind of it yet. Nobody's kind of it. Question is, to one of them was Medaita or Bar Koch, is he believed to say which is the Medaita or not? Two more lines.
So how far do we extend this? If it's immediately post the sale, we take his word for it. If it's
no. If he's still holding on to the merchandise, okay. No matter how long. The moment he releases the merchandise, we don't trust him. This is Rashi. Taisa learns a little bit around. He has a migui, whatever. Whole different stuff.
Even though we say other places can be in Emnop and Kosa, he will Dafka take his word. He knows who he does business with.
That's something. Yeah, that's where he got it. Yeah. Neman that he only got money from one person, then we believe. Neman dayan leimer. If a judge is believed to say lezeze chisil lechayafti, there's a dispute afterwards. Who won the dinteider? The dying is believed to say, I don't even know who won the title. I determined that he's right or he's wrong. The defendant, the plaintiff, hasn't left the courtroom. What's going on here? Let us see. Even if, let's say, you don't, he gives out a psak din. Let's see who's holding on to. Let's say he forgot to put names on the psak din, right? The problem. He forgot to put names. So, and there's a shutfus here, they're arguing. Each one says, $100 is mine. And he wrote, $100 is yours, and he gave the paper. Let's see who has the paper, and that's the one who it is. What's the shaila? They ripped it up. The paper's gone. You may correct the tailor says the rub doesn't remember 5 minutes later who you. Very odd. Anyway, since if you're an honest judge, why did you decide this guy wins? Because the halacha says he wins. So let's hear the case again. You'll come up with the same psak. You're not corrupt, and you're not. It's not buich svaris. This is what the halacha is. So you want to come to the same psak? What's the shaila here? Everything mother be should the diner. Here Bachleg Rashi tells you what should the diner means. Rashi holds should the diner means that you have to work. It's not. It's a psak. Right? Tells you should the diner means no psak. I don't know what to do. Two people come in and say, you know, each one says, you know, like Cole Dahl and Gober, two people fighting on the ship over there, who gets it? Shuda Daini means that two people both have the name of Tuvia. We don't know which is the guy who was left to the Yerusha to. So Shuda Daini means, I don't win. I have no reason, no basis why, but I think it's you. And because I chose you as a whim, how do I know that tomorrow, if I come again, I'll choose the other guy as a whim? Because I don't remember who I chose, and there's no rhyme or reason. Rashi learns that Shuda Daina is a psak. I have to put myself into the mind of the person. So which person do I think that he would have given it to? But even so, maybe today I thought that this person probably would give it to you, but tomorrow I might think this person probably would give it to you. So that's why the only time we believe the Daina is if it's still standing in court. Once they leave, he's no longer believed. Think tomorrow, Mitch.